Now it's time for sport with Darren Frehill. And I think over the weekend, Darren, are we getting used to seeing sport without the crowds?
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of nearly a given at this stage, isn't it, Mary? I think after 7 months now, we're finally getting our heads around that, the no atmosphere type of thing, and people are listening on the radios and watching on the couches. And there was certainly a huge amount of action taking place over the weekend across all the codes. The big focus was on the Gaelic Games, wasn't it? A break of 7 months and the intercounty football season resumed. Lots of debate about whether it should be going ahead or not, and I know there could be developments later today, but under that cloud of COVID-19, we certainly got some great action and lots of talking points as well. I think the performance of the weekend goes to Mayo. They beat Galway by 15 points in Division 1. Donegal got the better of Tyrone, and that result keeps Donegal safe. Mayo will still have to wait until next weekend to ensure their safety, still in danger of going down to Division 2. Wins for Clare and Kildare in Division 2. And Division 2 is fascinating because there's just 4 points between the team in first and seventh place, and then just one round of games to go. The news not so good, as we know, for the team in eighth place. Fermanagh relegated. They lost to Clare, but they were without 17 squad members because of COVID-19. This is one of the stories that dominated the sports headlines last week. And as you'd expect, their manager, Ryan McMenamin, cut a very disappointed figure when he spoke to Mike McCartney.
Probably been the story of our season. It's one that got away again. We had great chances in the first half, missed 3 or 4 bad frees. We had a couple of chances that then just we hit the post, and if we'd have just been just chipping the scores away like we were meant to do, I think we probably would have won that game, and we conceded a very, very soft goal. But look, all in all, with the preparation that I had, I'm immensely proud of the lads. I'm immensely proud of the three boys that made their debut, Josh Largo, Luke Flanagan, Sean McNally and Nets. They didn't look at a step. I think they hadn't done a lot of prep. Players like Owen Donnelly, savage game. He hasn't got a lot of work done that day. He was immense today.
After you were told the game couldn't be postponed and the request was turned down, were you hurt by that?
I wasn't hurt. I was always expecting that answer. So we just planned ahead. We knew it was always going to go this way. And we said, look, we just had to dust ourselves down. And if I took everything personally, I don't think I'd come out through the house. Maybe what's been written about me or said about me down through the years. So I'm kind of over that. But no, the boys dusted down, got ourselves sorted there. And we put in 3 real great nights training, and I'm annoyed that we lost the game, and annoyed that it's probably now maybe third game maybe we should have won if we had our shooting boots on. But look, I think if you looked at everything else around, a lot of other teams have had a lot more prep than us, and they've got bigger beatings. It's just maybe time for the Fermanagh lads, and even maybe they undersell themselves too much, and I've been harping on about that there. And to me, it was a fantastic performance for them. But look, we didn't win, so we're going up the road with our tails between our legs, and we're just going to have to dust ourselves down and prepare for Leash.
I'm sure they will. Now, there's also trouble brewing in Division 3. Tipperary beat Offaly 116 to 16 points. Great game, this big win for Tip, but not everyone happy in the Tipperary camp. Their manager, David Power, wonders why Leitrim were allowed to concede their game against Down over the weekend because of COVID. Now, they went on record saying that they had to withdraw because they were waiting on test results, but there was no specific detail given. The sides meet next weekend. David Power had some very strong words for Damien Lawler and Thurles yesterday.
I think the whole integrity of the league is damaged after what Leitrim did yesterday. I think there was no mention of how many cases or anything like that. I thought it was very, very poor to be given a walkover. If I was Derry, I'd be very, very upset as well, because not only did it affect the bottom of the league, it certainly affected the top of the league. I think there's a lot of people very, very disappointed in what happened. And look, at the end of the day, we'll be going up to Leitrim, but if they are in isolation, the rules are 14 days, so how are they going to be able to play next weekend?
Try and get more clarification.
Yes, absolutely. So look, obviously it's all hinging on probably next Sunday, but it is just disappointing. I don't know, like, for that to happen yesterday, it's after leaving a very, very sour taste in a lot of people's mouths for that to happen, because to be happening at inter-county level, like, we were after having many issues over the last couple of weeks. We had close contacts, and lucky enough there was no positive cases. But like, Fermanagh, as far as I know, went down with 18 men down to Clare. So are you telling me that Leitrim couldn't get 15 to 20 players to play against Down?
Now in Division 4, Wexford beat Limerick to get their promotion hopes back on track. In hurling, Antrim overcame Kerry by 3 points. They won the Division 2A title, so they're back to Division 1. Down overcame Derry in the 2B decider. Sligo beat Leitrim in the Division 3B final. In the Littlewoods Camogie Championship, wins for Galway and Tipperary. In last night's Premier League action, West Ham produced quite the comeback to earn a 3-3 draw with Tottenham. Tottenham 3-0 up with 8 minutes to go. Somehow West Ham clawed the way back into this game. Spurs manager Jose Mourinho put on a brave face after the game.
For me, it's much easier to praise their belief than to be critic with us. What happened? Happened football? In football, this is possible. But I have to admit that it's strange to explain, because the game was totally under control, and then one lateral free kick brings them to the game, let's say that. And then we must have the personality, the determination to keep it safe until the end. But, you know, this goal happens once in a lifetime, in the last second, incredible shot. That's football.
That is football. Aston Villa also had a late win against Leicester City, 1-0 there. Shelburne are all but safe. 1-0 victory against Sligo Rovers last night in the Premier Division. In the WSL, Katie McCabe scored a cracker as Arsenal beat Tottenham 6-1. Jason Cockrack won the CJ Cup. Roy McIlroy just outside the top 20. And Adrian Ogatagi won the Scottish Championship on 23 under par. Good finish for Jonathan Caldwell. He was in a tie for 7th place. Best of the Irish there, and his best European Tour finish ever. I'm back in an hour's time.